I'm very excited for our guest for Chef's Corner. You would have heard, or you might have seen on social media, there's been this hilarious character called Uncle Roger. He's a Chinese gentleman who berates watching a BBC cooking show, berates the lady for how she makes rice. And he's, you know, she's making an Asian dish and he's like, what the hell is she doing to her rice? You're supposed to wash your rice first and all of these things. Anyways, so he's about as aggressive about his feedback as, say, a Gordon Ramsay. And so it's quite interesting. It's quite hilarious the way he does it. And it's comedic and they've met now and all of these things. But it got me thinking, or got us to thinking, actually, what is the right way to cook rice? It's celebrated and enjoyed in so many different cultures, and sometimes we do get this pushback as to people are getting it wrong, it's too wet, it's too undercooked and the like. Who better than a celebrity MasterChef SA winner and presenter of Girl Eats World, Carmini Partha, joins us next in Chef's Corner to discuss the best practice with respect to making rice.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Refilo Emoloto on Breakfast.
Carmini, welcome to Breakfast. How are you this morning?
I am very well. How are you?
Good. So excited to be talking to you and thank you so much for joining us. Okay. Rice. Rice is a staple in, I want to say, over 50% of the world in a range of cultures. And it seems as though, no matter how it gets consumed, there seem to be quite some specificities around how we should cook it. Can you tell us, whether is there one way that all of us could agree on from culture to culture?
Yes, I think that there is. There are a couple of cardinal rules. And the number one is you have to wash the rice. I think you just mentioned it earlier. I think that's the starting point. And I know that specifically in Cape Town, after the drought, we are a lot more water conscious. So what you can do is wash your rice off, and then it's got some dust in there, but your plants will love that. So reuse that water and put it into your plants. And then the other rule is that you need to have a 1-to-2 ratio. So if you measure out, and it doesn't have to be like a specific cup measure, but whatever receptacle you're using, you use 1 cup of rice to 2 cups of liquid. So that liquid could be anything from water to stock, but before you put your rice in, you've got to get it so that it's at boiling point. And then you put your rice into it, and then it's going to obviously stop boiling. So you need to just adjust your temperature so that it maintains a steady sort of simmer and boil. And then put the lid on, and then usually like between 15 to 18 minutes, you need to put a timer onto your phone, you check it. So don't keep checking the pot. You need to have that water boiling. And so then at about 18, you'll check it and see what your water level is doing. You want the rice to finish off so that it gets steamed, so that when you're forking it through, you're able to get quite a fluffy texture. I also forgot to add, you need to salt your water before so that your rice is salted. So
one of the things that Uncle Roger kept on screaming, he's like, your rice is wet. It's too wet.
Yeah.
Does this happen because you get the ratio wrong? Is it because you keep the lid on for too long? Is it, you know, because you add the rice before it's reached boiling point? What causes that?
It could be a number of things. Maybe you've added too much liquid. So the end part of the final bit of the cooking needs to be when your rice is steaming. That's going to make it not wet, and that's going to separate the grains. I mean, that if you're not using a short grain sushi style rice where you want it to be sticky, this would be for just your regular standard white rice or brown rice for that matter. But with brown rice, you need a slightly longer cooking time, obviously, because it needs to absorb more water.
So that was going to be my next question. The range of rices, and I feel as though I thought that sushi rice would intentionally be more wet so that it can cling.
Well, also because it's a shorter, fatter grain, it's got more starch in it. So just naturally with more starch, it will be stickier. Something like I've used black rice. So black rice is also an Asian rice, but I think the specific one was Thai, and the actual grains are a lot longer and a lot skinnier. So that rice takes a lot longer to cook, and it's actually preferable to soak it either the night before or a few hours ahead of time so that you're not going to be standing over a pot for a lot longer. And that rice separates beautifully because the rice is skinnier, it's got a lot less starch, and so you're getting individual grains.
Okay, so let's keep talking about the different kinds. I mean, what about these cardinal rules changes when we start turning to basmati rice, for example, or when we start looking at jasmine rice? And is there a different way to approach it depending on what I want to do with it? If I want to throw it into a stir fry, if I want to make it for a curry, you know, what do I need to think about there?
I think you don't have to change the method. I think you'd have to change the cooking time, and sometimes you'd have to change the amount of liquid. So something like the longer grains would take slightly more water. So maybe you'd go 1 cup of rice to 2.5 cups of liquid. So that's all you would change. But you wouldn't, I mean, don't divert too much from that 1-to-2 ratio.
And again, you know, this is not a product plug, so I'm not throwing you to endorsement. Okay, let me not. There's a brand that we all grow up seeing, right? And you know, it showed the process of the cooking, and it was the 1-to-2 ratio, and the washing of rice. I definitely learned that from the helper at home and stuff like that. But you know, this one shows a fluffy rice that's very separatable. But that's kind of more of a Western, you know, rice that maybe you'll have a stew. I don't know. But when we're in cultures where we eat with our hands, where rice is almost used as a utensil as well, if that makes sense, like the starch is helped as a utensil, is there something that I need to consider there?
It's not. That would just be the difference in the type of rice. So if you're thinking of sushi rice specifically, like, I mean, that would be a nightmare if it all separated. Or if you had to use risotto rice, I mean, that you would, when you're making risotto, you don't wash the rice before because you want the extra starch. And then you obviously add in your ladles of chicken stock. And as it cooks, you keep stirring it so that you're loosening all that starch because you want it at the end of the day to be quite slouchy.
Quite right. Okay. Actually, I just made my first risotto recently. You're right.
Comedy.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's a very long Instagram story, but yes, it's fabulous. Comedy. We are, first of all, so flattered that you're a listener. We were talking about something and you'd sent in a WhatsApp, and thank you very much for joining us here this morning for Chef's Corner. I hope we can have you on again, for more brilliant ideas and tips. MasterChef SA winner and presenter of Girl Eats World, Comedy Partha. Thank you so much.